Hey, it's Stephanie and Roger. Thanks for listening. Today, we're celebrating a few milestones. July marks the one-year anniversary of our Inside Connect and Simplify podcast.
It started back in May of 2020 when I walked into the lunchroom. The boss and the president of the benefit companies were sitting at a table chatting. Leslie said, "What do you think about a company podcast?" I said, "I like the idea. We can use it to tell our story." She said, "What do you think about you doing a company podcast?" And I said, "What do you want me to talk about?" And she said, "The company and whatever you want." And look where we are now.
Our first episode, titled "I Showered and Put on Pants, I'm Heading to the Office," aired a year ago, and we have been firing off an episode each week since.
Stephanie did all the legwork to get this project off the ground, make the process repeatable, and added her writing and voice to each episode. Special recognition go out to Adam and Therese for their work in recording, editing, publishing in all of our channels, and tracking all the viewership data.
Along the way, we have talked about the benefit companies, the economy, the latest news in our industry, our team, our dogs, COVID, and the new normal. We've had guests who are clients, vendors, business owners, and teammates.
We had intriguing episode titles like "Don't Stand So Close to Me," "Cruel Summer," "It's the End of the World as We Know It," "Tell Me Something Good," "I Love It When a Plan Comes Together," and "The Great Resignation."
We have exceeded our expectations in number of downloads and views, and our reach is global. And for that, we thank all who have listened. We plan on continuing to bring on great guests and tell great stories going forward. Some other notable events are also worth celebrating. We have celebrated clients who are winning even through that tough year of 2020.
We celebrated bringing our teams back to the office and the chance to get caught up and see each other face to face. We celebrated a great year of business that looked nothing like what we planned at the beginning of 2020 and taught us how nimble and creative we could be in taking care of our clients.
Celebrations at work come in all different shapes and sizes. Could be promotions, closing a sale, passing a test, birthdays, anniversaries. Each one has its own range of emotions and they last for different lengths of time. Some only impact a couple of people and some the entire team.
As a team, in the last couple of months, we've had to experience a couple of celebrations we all would have preferred not to. We recently experienced celebration of life ceremonies for two of our teammates that passed away. These celebrations can be tough. Losing people is part of life and something we all deal with. Doesn't mean it's easy. And no matter if your relationship was business only, or you had become friends outside of work, or anything in between, your process of handling the loss of a teammate is going to be different than everyone else in the office. In one case, our teammate had been sick for a long time and was battling cancer. We knew his prognosis was not good. It was still a gut punch when we received word that he passed. John was 50 years old. In the other case, we were stunned. There was no warning or indication she had a health concern. A brain aneurysm was the issue, and she was gone in one day. Lindsay was 23 years old. We are sad that our teammates are gone. We celebrate them as the great people and family members they were at the benefit companies. And we are reminded that life is short. No one knows when their time will come. So live life full, tell your people that you love them, and enjoy your time with them. Lindsay and John, we miss you. Thanks for being a part of our family. It was an honor to work with you. And so, we start year two of Inside Connect and Simplify. Thanks for listening. Be well.